MI3 Network. CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MI3. CNN Network, 220. CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
CQ, 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 good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net Into Session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, near the Kingsbury area. I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is traffic, any emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in and say an emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970 W9LY. VHF, FM, analog, and now All-Star Connected, which is also connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPCARC DMR Talk Group on the TGIF network. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have this 146.610 K9JSI, VHF, FM, analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West, across from the Summit Farm. Last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM and Wires X connected. And this repeater is also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146.970 repeater, negative 600 offset, with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater. 146.610, negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website, lpcarc.org. If you're interested in seeing check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC information net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. You can share pictures and links and whatnot. All we ask is that you check in to the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is one of the reasons we have the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones with a browser. There's a video on the website to help set up an account. It is free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on Ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations. Then I will go through the Ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just a radio check to test the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is... Okay, acknowledging K9PGC, John, Club Vice President, Bicycle Mobile, once again. Boy, that's a chilly Bicycle Mobile. John, do you have anything for the net?
Well, good evening, Kurt, and everyone else out there. It's K9PGC. Last I know, it's 40 degrees, maybe a little colder than that. Got a nice little circle here in LaPorte County, coming back into LaPorte somewhere from Rowan Prairie. And it feels like I've had a headwind the whole way. Yeah, that's how that one goes. I'll try to jump back in if I got useless information. And, because I usually do, but the brain's a little foggy tonight. But, we're getting a good ride in regardless. And only five of us is braving it tonight. So, that's where we're at right now. And, if I sound like a good vibration, this country road has got like a little bit of a washboard effect there. So anyway, back to you there, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, we had a question last week, but you must have got off the radio on what you are running on your bicycle. Not sure if, I think that was Mike89GY was asking. I told him you're using an HT. I'm not sure on the microphone setup and that you're using a mobile antenna mounted to the bike. So if you could give us a little more detail real quick, John, before we let you go, if you don't mind.
I don't mind whatsoever. It's an ICOM 91AD handy talkie. It's dual band handy. It's supposed to be about 5 watt out. And I've got the Comet SD7 for an antenna on the back. And the what really works, whether you can hear a lot of wind or not, is I have a noise-canceling mic. So I'm all hardwired. So I've got a push-to-talk slash toggle on handlebars. So right now I can just lock it in and talk. I have used Vox out here with a high level of success. Now, that Vox is somewhere else right now. But... that's just it. I carry a couple spare batteries, and I'm good for literally a 100-mile day. I can be out here to the fat quite a bit, and the worst-case scenario is I throw the other battery in at some point, and I'm back in the game. But the particular antenna, by the way, for 2 meters, you don't need a ground plane. So... that's where I mostly have favored a half-wave antenna for 2 meters. This is a bit longer, and it's done me well. And I do have some of a counterpoise for when I'm on 440. So that all works out. So there's a bicycle rack on the back for luggage and so forth. So that's how the antenna is mounted. Back to you, Kirk.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, we had that question last week, but you must have been tuckered out after your ride, so it wasn't until later in the net. So, yeah, we totally understand after your ride if you don't want to do useless information or whatnot. So, John, thank you for checking in. Thank you for giving us the tidbits about your setup there on the bicycle. You enjoy your ride. Try to stay warm, which I'm sure you are by pedaling. And maybe we'll catch you a little bit later in the net. If not, John, have a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right. Any other current club officers? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay. I will now take mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations. Please call now. Okay, very good. I'll move on to the ham.live list. And first on the list, we have KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Nothing for the net in particular. Enjoying this really cold weather. I hear they're going to get some snow up in Arcadia, Michigan. I know that because my brother-in-law happens to be sitting here with me. He's, KQNZ, so we're listening in on the net. Hope everybody's having a good night. KD9PYT, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Rob. Was that his call sign you were giving? Can you give that again, please?
It's K8 Quebec Nancy Zebra, I guess.
Okay, so K8QNZ. Does he want to check in tonight?
Yeah, net control. This is KQNZ. Yeah, this is Roger from Arcadia, down visiting Rob this evening. Enjoying the net so far, and hope to be able to check in another time. KQNZ, clear.
Okay, Roger, perfect. We got you in there as a check-in. Thank you very much for checking in. And you both sound very good on that radio there. Makes me a bit envious, actually. I am talking on the ICOM tonight, though. It is the ICOM 7000, oldie but a goodie. So I decided to try to run this one for a net and see how I like it. But Roger and Rob, thank you for checking in. You guys have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, moving on to the next one on the list, and it's KE9EYX. Wesley, do you have anything for the net?
Hello, this is KE9EYX. I was just stopping in and say, hey, I haven't been in a little while to the net, but I figured I'd just stop in and check in. Just been busy, but do a little bit of HS here and there, but just stopping in just to say hi.
Okay, perfect, Wesley. Yeah, we know how it is. Life gets in the way for good reasons sometimes, sometimes not, but as long as you're playing radio when you can, we'll always be here when you're ready. It's one thing I like about ham radio. I got out of it for quite a few years and came back like I never missed a beat, so it was quite nice. But Wesley, glad to hear that you're doing some HF there. And last I remember, I think you were putting up an antenna or building one. I can't remember. Can you refresh me and let us know where you're at on that?
Yeah, I built a 40-meter dipole, and I hung that up in my front yard. Brian helped me raise it up, which is actually, I'm glad that we put it up when we did, because it was fairly good weather. Now with all the winds and stuff, you know, there's that tornado warnings, and I believe there has been a few tornadoes that's gone through in the past month, but it held up perfectly fine. I had just like these like little bit of slip knots on the rope, so if there's ever strong winds, it just kind of gives a little bit, and then, you know, I tighten it if I need to, so it's been holding up with all these winds and stuff, so it serves me pretty well for a homemade antenna.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, sometimes those homemade antennas are the best. I mean, you can use any material you want, and cost is not an issue on some of those store-bought items. They buy the cheaper stuff. That way they can sell it and make more of a profit, you know. So sometimes I wouldn't knock homemade, that's for sure. I like a lot of the homemade stuff. So glad it's working for you. Glad it survived the storms. And they say that our tornado count is actually low, but I think for our area, it might be on the high side for this time of year. I'm not sure. Seems like it's been a pretty rough start of the season for bad weather, that is. All right, Wesley, well, thank you for checking in. Enjoy that 40-meter dipole you got going there, and keep us, when you are able to check in, keep us updated on how you're doing with HF and all the other things you get into. Wesley, thanks again for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, now we got another check-in on ham.live, N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
N9ROM here, Bob in LaPorte. Good evening, Chris. I'm losing it. Anyhow, good evening, everybody, and Kurt, and thank you for doing the net. I'm just kind of running behind here. Nothing for the net other than, geez, this weather is really going nuts on us, and as everybody knows. But with that said, I'll turn it back over to you in 73s, and we'll see you standing by in 9ROM.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, we're going to have to dock your pay for coming in late there, so keep that in mind on your next paycheck. It's in the mail. But appreciate you checking in there. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, that completes the ham.live list as I have it. We will now go to anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control.
That was a beautiful double. Let me see if I have it. Okay, but I think I heard Dave in there. W9DLP, am I correct?
Yes, Al. W9DLP, K9DSK in the other room. I'm excited to get this time a little more about reviewing you.
Okay, Dave, very good. Yep, I got that updated, so we'll get to that when we get to the information part of the net. Appreciate you both for checking in, and of course, this is true for everybody. If you got anything later in the net, feel free to jump in anytime. Thank you for checking in, Dave, and have a good evening, good rest of your week. Let's see, we did have another ham.live check-in jump in here, so we're going to go ahead and get Tony here, KA8UGB. Tony, do you have anything for the net?
Can you see me now? KA8UGB, New Buffalo, Michigan. And hi, Dave, and Kurt. Hi, Kurt. Have you missed me? it's after 8 o'clock, and I'm not sleeping on the couch. No, Debbie and I are getting along just fine. I just happen to fall asleep, but anyway, glad to get on here. Haven't had a great opportunity to play a lot of radio. As a matter of fact, I'm on HF right now, and it's kind of odd propagation, but we're here. Glad to be here. We'll stick around for the duration. Who knows? I might learn something, because I'm sure I've missed quite a bit. This is KA8UGB, New Buffalo.
All right, Tony. Yeah, it's been a minute, hasn't it? You've been gone for a while. How long were you gone total? And that was a cruise you went on, right?
Yeah, we started out, work has kept me quite busy, and things went on with church. But so 1 week I was in Massachusetts, the week before our vacation. And so we spent a week on a cruise. But the week before that, I was in Massachusetts, and I got early, and since I had time on my hands, I drove to New Hampshire. Well, why would a guy drive to New Hampshire? Well, you know, I'm just an hour out of Boston. Well, 45 minutes from where I was at is New Hampshire. Oh, Ham Radio Outlet. Wow, what a candy store. And while I was there, I was thinking they were trying to encourage me to buy something because they don't have sales tax there. But so then we finally get our way back home, and then the wife and I, we took our cruise, and the in the Caribbean. She liked it so well, she's already booked one for next year. And you, well, I'll just make a side note. I was surprised how inexpensive it is and actually the value that you get when you take a cruise. Anyway, we'll talk about it further. KAUGB.
Okay, Tony, very good. Yeah, that's cool. At first I heard that it's surprisingly affordable. Of course, honestly, I haven't heard any prices on cruises, so now I know going to like Disney World and stuff, that is not cheap, but sounds like cruises might be the way to go. I don't know if I could ever get my wife on a boat for that long. Tried to get her on a pontoon boat once, not a good time, and it was a very busy lake, and the boat was a rockin'. She lasted all of about 2 minutes, and then she was done. Which was probably good because I wound up going on the boat and we overloaded the boat and we didn't sink, but it was not far from it. Good times, good times. All right, Tony, well, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. And glad you guys had a good time. Glad everything went well and you made it back safely. So, and yes, work always keeps us busy. That always gets in the way. If only we could make money without having to go to work. That would be the ideal thing. All right. Thanks again, Tony. And we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. All right. Now, that completes the Ham.Live list again. So we'll go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. Net Control. Please log Alpha Charlie Niner. X-ray November. George from Highland, Indiana. No traffic.
Okay, George, AC9XN. George, do you have anything for the net?
Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar, and the La County Amateur Radio Net. This is Alpha Charlie Nine, X-ray November. Just dropping by to say hello. Getting ready for warmer days. The only problem is... HF propagation drops off, but plenty of 2-meter and 440 nets. My buddy Tony was sounding good there, and a lot of good signals tonight. Back to you there, big guy, Alpha Charlie 9 X-ray November. I'm going to ride along till about 8 o'clock, over.
Okay, very good, George. Glad to have you ride along here for a little while. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And yes, it does sound good tonight. So I've done some tweaking. I think I might have fixed our squelch tail problem, so we'll see. I'm kind of out of sorts, too, working a different radio. Like I said earlier, I'm talking on an ICOM 7000 tonight with a Heil headset and a foot pedal. So I'm giving that a shot, but I have a feeling I'll be going back to the Flex next week. So I don't know. I just like that radio much better. But I got this thing off the shelf and knocking the dust off of it. So we'll call for more check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere. I'll take a few at a time this time. I kind of got out of sorts, so I'll try to get back in the rhythm here. So anybody anywhere, please call now.
This is NR9L checking in.
KI9E mobile.
KS9RLC. Okay, very good. Got a few of you there. NR9L Ron. We got KI9E Jim and KX9RLC Ryan. NR9L Ron. Sounding really good tonight. Do you have anything for the net, Ron?
I'll just remind everybody that on Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock, at Mama T's is our breakfast. Everyone's invited.
Okay, very good, Ron. Yeah, I announced that in the preamble there, but feel free to remind us every week because you never know who might not hear me, but they'll hear you. And plus, now they know somebody's there and wanting people to be there. All right, Ron, well, thank you for that update, and thank you for checking in. Sounding really good tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Nothing to report here today. Just getting out of work right now. Have a late day and working my way home now. And glad to be out of there. KI-90, you back here, Kurt?
Okay, Jim, very good. Yeah, I can tell you're mobile there, so, yeah, it's the end of the month, right? I don't know if you guys get busy at the end of the month, but I don't get busy at the end of the month, but my wife works at the same place I work, and she's a supervisor in the materials department, so that's shipping and receiving, basically, and yeah, so you can imagine, end of the month, they're pretty busy, so she didn't even get home until almost 6 o'clock, so... I had a late dinner. I had to hurry up and eat and get on the net. So, but Jim, thank you for checking in. Drive safe out there and have a good evening and a good rest of your week. And don't forget, Dayton's coming up pretty quick. What's the countdown? Do you know, Jim?
Not right offhand. I hadn't checked here today, but it's tomorrow. Friday is May 1st, right? Friday is May 1st, so 15 days away from that, from Friday.
There you go, 15 days away, so, all right. Well, Jim, again, thank you for checking in mobile safely, and have a good evening. Good rest of your week. I knew I put you on the spot there, and being mobile, you probably didn't know that right off, not the whole thing right off the bat, but 15 days, that's close enough. All right, next on the list, we have KX9RLC. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
KX9RLC, just out here working tonight, and just break up a long sleeve again today. But thanks for running the net. No traffic.
Okay, Ryan, very good. Out there working the night shift, and yeah, it's going to be a cool one tonight, so definitely different from just a few days ago, but it's Indiana, right? Just wait 5 minutes and it'll be a different season, so. All right, Ryan, we'll be safe out there, and have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. Okay, that completes that list. More general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
November 9, Yankee Oscar uniform.
AD9GY, Mike.
KS9WW.
Okay, we got A9YLU, 89GY, and KF9WW. Brian, was that you? I heard a 9 in there before you came in, but that's all I heard, so it kind of sounded like you. And then that was on direct to the repeater, and now you're on All-Star. So, Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Not really. Am I coming in all right, though?
Yeah, you're coming in just fine. Was that you trying to come in direct?
No, that definitely wasn't me. But, no, really not much. It's just been a nutty week with work and everything, so just been tired and went to dinner with a friend I haven't seen in, I don't know, a few months now since he moved out of town. Moved to South Carolina, so he's back here for... what is this, last week? Yeah, Friday is his last day, and he's retired. So him and his wife moved to South Carolina here, I don't know, about a year or so ago. And so it was nice to see him again. So other than that, really not much. Just, trying to stay dry with all the rain we've had. But, we need it because usually it seems like, July, August, somewhere around there is our dry month, so. Anyways, that's about all I've got right now, but back to you, Kurt, and we'll We'll leave it at that for now. AC9HO and 9YOE.
Okay, Brian, very good. Yeah, you're sounding good coming through the All-Star there. And, yeah, it's been a different week, that's for sure. Where I work, the room I'm in is climate-controlled, and it's very critical to be climate-controlled for the measurements we do. And, well, that's been on the fritz all week, so we haven't been able to do any kind of critical measuring all week. So they got it fixed today, so hopefully it will be good tomorrow and we can get back to business as usual. So, yeah, it's been a weird week, that's for sure. But it's actually been a weird couple months. Been kind of slow for us, so not a good thing, but we'll see. Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have 89GY. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, hi, Kurt. How you doing tonight? Hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, it was pretty neat to hear John's description of how he's got the set up on his bicycle there. That's pretty cool. I like he's got the the toggle switch for talk. That's pretty cool. Yeah, we had some pretty good storms here the other night, as you all know, I'm sure. My power didn't go out, but I heard that there was a bunch of power outages up in LaPorte and Merrillville, so that kind of stinks. My internet's out, but that was the next day, and it's been out for a day and a half, so I don't know what they're doing here. But other than that, no, I'm just looking forward to going and seeing the cement tower in July. Go over there and check out the tailgate hamfest. And other than that, I'm just dodging the mosquitoes, which have become into full bloom here. There you go.
Well, all right, Mike. Yeah, hopefully that's colder weather push them away, but that'll only be momentarily. So as soon as it warms up, they'll be right back. But I've been trying to keep the cover on the pool dry, which is very hard to do these days for that exact reason, so I don't get a nest of mosquitoes on that cover. So, but yeah, that time of year, I suppose. But yeah, John's always got interesting stuff there, so you never know what he might be playing with next. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KF9WW. Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Not much news. Been weathering the storms like everyone else. However, my one 40-meter dipole that I had secretively hidden and weaved into the arborvitus didn't do so well. It snapped with the one leg of the dipole right smack dab in the middle and broke it in half. So it is now in pieces up there, and I've got to see if I can maybe get that repaired with one of my boys come over, or maybe I'll have to recall the arborists and have them do some tree trimming again, see if they can come back and weave it in and out of the branches. But other than that, things have been doing pretty good, and taking advantage of the improved conditions on the low bands and made some DX contacts, and things have been doing pretty good. Back to you.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, sorry to hear that about your antenna. I guess that can, you never know. It can always happen. Have you heard anything from Yaesu yet?
No, unfortunately not, and I spent the better part of an hour trying to scan that list looking for my call, and I just got to the point where I was blur vision, so I'll start working on it again to see if it's in the list, but I had not found it at that point.
Well, when you're in that list, at the very top where I think it says call sign, there might be like a little arrow or something, and if you click that, it will put all the call signs in order by number, and it make it a lot easier to find your call sign.
Oh, thank you. I will put that to task. I don't have those tricks up my sleeve anymore, and if I did, I probably forgot about them. But I will do that this evening. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, that'd take forever trying to find it in whatever order it happens to be in when you get on there. So. All right, Mike. Well, thank you for checking in. Good luck with that antenna. Hopefully, we can get that back on the air soon. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. That completes the list there. Can I get more check-ins, general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Without denying me, it's on my TV, Tom.
All right, we got KD9UMI. Tom, do you have anything for the net?
Nothing particular. You know, we're having to hold off on our camping trip. We woke up this morning not feeling so bad. So we're back to reschedule. We're going to go this weekend, but she's not feeling well and the weather's not falling off on that. Do have something later on.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, sorry to hear that you had to reschedule there, and sorry she's not feeling good. Hopefully she gets over that rather quickly and doesn't last too long. I know my wife was sick. No, it's been a couple weeks now, but it seemed to take her a couple weeks to finally get over it. So, but, Tom, you were cutting out a little bit. Did you say you had something later, or you said you had to reschedule later? I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, I'm on AC. I don't know if the battery's running low or not, but yeah, I have something for later. It just lingered on. I'm going on more than a month now with the temperature changes, so with it.
Okay, Tom, yeah, I'm not sure if that battery's going low or not, but you said she's lingering with that for a month and you have something for later. So we will give you a shout when we get to the Tom's Corner there. And get you on there. But I think I'm going to have to jump off here for a minute real quick. Give me 5 minutes, please. 5 minutes. AC9HO Net Control. All right. This is AC9HO Net Control. Sorry about that. Certain things you just cannot stop. So, all right. Where were we? Check-ins. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
WB9YPA, Mobile in La Porte. KC9DJC Mobile.
Form India.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
This is KE9ALK, Thomas and Stillwell.
Okay, we got WB9YPA, KC9DJP, KE9ALK. If I did not call your call sign, because I know there was at least one other in there, please try again.
Alpha Charlie 9, Uniform India.
All right, AC9UI. Yeah, that's who I thought I heard, but you came in at the same time Rich did, so he covered you up. All right, WB9YPA, Mike. Do you have anything for the net?
I bumped my channel, so my memory selector here. Yeah, I think you called me, Kurt.
Yes, sir, I did, and I actually did that just before the net, so I know the feeling. Go ahead, sir. Do you got anything for the net?
Yeah. Well, I'm not too happy with the Uniparty. these fuel prices are astronomical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I hear LaPorte was the first one to jump on board on raising them today, so that's always nice of them, isn't it?
Yeah, I just stopped at the at one of the fuel, yeah, and it was $4.79 a gallon. I'm like, why? But anyway, I won't get into it too much here. But anyway, I don't have anything amateur related at the current time. But yeah, I'm just coming back from Lafayette, and I had a transmitter to work on down there. So, okay, I'm going home, and with that, 73 to all, and I'm glad I can be here. Back to net control. This is WB9YPA Mobile in LaPorte. I am clear.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, nice to hear you on the repeater and coming in direct, Mobile LaPorte there. So, sounding good tonight. Drive safe on your way home, and yeah, that's... I'm going to have to get gas probably tomorrow, but I'm not going to enjoy that at all. I don't think any of us are, so. But, yeah, we could go on all night about that, I'm sure. So, Mike, have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and hopefully some relief will come soon. I don't know what that will be or when it will be, but hopefully it will come soon for all of us. So, Mike, have yourself a good evening. All right, next we have KC9DJP, Rich, club president. Do you have anything for the net?
Thank you, Kurt, for checking on the 6-1 machine. It's a little bit of a power outage. So, yeah, thank you for checking on that. And nothing else for the net, KC9DJP.
Yeah, no problem. I drive by it every day because I don't want to go through the construction on 35 there. So I take Johnson Road to LaPorte every day. But figured I'd stop in there and see if it was the power that was truly out, and it was. And it wasn't too long after that, though, that the power came back on, and voila, the repeater was back on the air, so... I did check the breakers and everything just to make sure there's nothing weird going on, but the power was definitely out. And I went to the this repeater site, W9LY repeater site, and turned the squelch down just a little bit on the repeater because I noticed it was clipping some weak stations a little bit. So I turned it up, and that's what seemed to have cured our loud squelch tail. So I haven't heard it since, knock on wood. Hopefully it doesn't come back. Hopefully that was the fix. But, yeah, I got some exercise in that day. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for taking care of that. KC9DJP.
No problem at all. We do have a lot bigger tree now, or at least the rest of the tree, to take out of the driveway there at the K9 JSI site, so one of these days we'll have to get out there. All right, Rich, well, thank you for checking in. Sounds like you're mobile. If you are, drive safely, and have a good evening, good rest of your week. Next, we have KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Yes, greetings, everyone. And, yeah, I just had a question about Echo Link and node numbers. I was able to connect to the Plymouth repeater through Echo Link, and I don't see a node for the LaPorte one, though. And is AllStar similar to Echo Link, those nodes? And with AllStar, do you have to have the Raspberry Pi set up and all that, or can you just directly connect to a node? A lot of questions, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem, Thomas, and they're all questions that kind of relate to each other a little bit. Echolink and AllStar are not really the same thing, but AllStar node can run Echolink. And the main reason we're not on Echolink anymore is because we cannot find our username and password, and to be honest, I have not looked into it enough. The All-Star node, I could easily set it up once I have that information, and we'd have an active Echolink node. So, and it's been asked for a few times, and it's I'll take the blame for it. I just haven't gone through the process of finding all the information or seeing if I can recreate a new account. Maybe it's been long enough and they deleted our account and we can start over. That would be great. But and as for All-Star, if you want your own node, you need a Raspberry Pi and have it all set up, you can buy, if you want to spend some quite a bit of money, you can buy, when I say quite a bit, it's about $300 or $400, a pre-programmed node. But there's enough guys around here where if you basically pay for the supplies, they'll program it for you, I'm sure. And I would be willing to do that, I think, if you wanted one. They work mobile. Can be a little tricky. Of course, if you're on this repeater, you can dial up any node you want. You know, free of charge. Anybody can do it. The only thing we ask is that you disconnect when you're done. And I have handed out instructions at some of the meetings. I do have instructions that I can send or bring to the meetings. I think I have a bundle in my briefcase, so on how to disconnect, how to connect and disconnect from rooms. And I don't know if I covered all your questions. Did I cover everything?
Yeah, I think that covered what I was wondering about. So I would need extra equipment to get on All-Star, which I'm not prepared to do at this time. I had just been looking at the Echolink app that I had on my phone that I put on there a while back and was just trying it out, and I was able to get it to connect. But, yeah, I was hoping someday to be able to check in from far away somewhere during the net. But we'll see how that goes in the future. That's all I got, Kurt. Thanks for doing the net, and good evening, everyone. KE9ALK.
Okay, Thomas. Well, I can't help you for checking in from far away, but if you wanted to use All-Star close to home, if you got a writing utensil and a piece of paper, I have an All-Star node that's on all the time here at home, and you and I are close enough, I think you could use it without much problem. The frequency is 144.900. Is that right? Let me double check that. For some reason it's not sounding right. Nope, that's right. 144.900. And it has a PL tone of 110.9. So it only puts out about 600 milliwatts, so it doesn't reach out very far. But I think you'll be able to hear it from home. And you can connect to any node you want with that. And even if you don't disconnect, that's okay. And star 3 plus the node number will connect you. Star 1 plus the node number will disconnect you.
All right, yes, I wrote that down, and I will maybe talk to you more about that later. Thank you, KU9ALK.
Well, when you have time, first things first, program that frequency into your radio with the PL tone. You just want it on tone. You don't need it on tone squelch, because then that way you're guaranteed to hear the node and see if you can get into it. Sometimes I have it connected. Sometimes it's just sitting there idle. And it has a courtesy tone, not much different than the repeater, than this repeater. So you'll know if you key it up. And feel free to play around with it. You can't hurt it. And if something does go wonky, I'll fix it. Don't worry about it. But you can't hurt it. Worst you can do is make it go offline for a minute, but I can remote into it from anywhere, so I can fix it on the fly. But, yeah, feel free to play with it as much as you want, and that's what it's there for. And if you find that you're using it quite a bit, I've considered moving it onto a bigger antenna and putting a little more power behind it, but we'll see if it works from the way it is right now. And just let me know. Do you have that frequency and everything, or do you need me to repeat anything?
I have it all written down. And what does that connect me to exactly besides your, is that a node, or maybe I'm not understanding exactly what that connects me to.
Yeah, no problem. Currently, it's not connected to anything, and I do that on purpose on that night because it's a 2-meter frequency, and it will interfere with my radio here that I'm talking on now. But you can connect to any node you want. So, for example, this node for this repeater is 635952, right? So if you wanted to connect to this repeater with my node, which you wouldn't, because if you can get into my node, you can get into this repeater. But anyway, just for example's sake, you would put in *3635952 on your DTMF pad on your radio. And DTMF pad, if you don't know, is all the numbers on the front of your radio. So while you're keying down the radio, you type in *3635952. And then it will tell you if it, well, my node doesn't tell you if you connect, but it should connect you. And I could change that so that you know that it connects, but I turn that feature off. It gets annoying if you're connecting and disconnecting a lot. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, I think so. So if I connect to that node, through the 144.900, that would actually, I'm still not, that would normally be connected to this repeater when it's not turned off for net night.
No, I don't normally connect to this repeater. I was just using that as an example. But you can connect it to any node you want. So if you go to allstar.org, and when that first page opens up, it will up at the top, it will have a tab, kind of like a tab, saying node lists and links, I think it is. If you click on that, you can get the list of all the nodes. A lot of times, as a matter of fact, after the net, I will go ahead and connect it to what's called the East Coast Reflector. It's a very popular node. It's a very active node, or a very active system, we'll call it, because there's hundreds of repeaters all around the United States and possibly the world connected to that East Coast Reflector. And then you'll know, you'll be able to listen to that and tell if you're hearing it or not, because I'm not sure if you're going to hear it. I think you will, but I'm not positive. So after the net, I will connect that. And but that's what my node would do for you. You would be able to connect to other nodes.
Got it. Yes, okay, I understand now. All right, thank you very much. I will try and play with that sometime. Thank you. KE9ALK.
Okay, Thomas, very good. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of time to really get in depth with it to explain a lot. So if you wanted to check it out on YouTube, there's a lot of videos on YouTube about AllStar and how it works and the theory behind it and everything, giving you an idea of what you're kind of dipping your toes into there. But I think you've lit that fire again on getting EchoLink on the AllStar. I know Tom's been wanting it for for many years, and I take the blame for that. He's been asking for it, and the biggest issue is the password and username. We couldn't create an account, so I'm going to try it again. I'll have to get on the ball there. So, all right, Thomas, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and if you got any more questions, feel free to reach out anytime. Next on the list, we have AC9UI. Serafina, do you have anything for the net? Oh, bummer. Might have took too long and lost Serafina. Serafina, AC9UI, do you have anything for the net tonight? Oh, sorry about that, Serafina. If you can hear the radio, feel free to jump in whenever you do get a chance. And we'll chat with you for a little bit if need be. And thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And apologies for taking a bit of time there helping Thomas out. So that's what we like to do on the net here, help everybody out. But sometimes at the risk of losing listeners. All right. So that completes the list. We'll do one more quick call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. I say one more call. It's one more call before the information part of the net. Please call now.
89HAY, Hayden Mobile.
N9DSN. Okay, I was about to hit the button as soon as Paul chimed in there. KD9HAY and N9VSN, got you both in there. KD9HAY, there you go, Thomas. There's another one you can talk a little bit about, mobile All-Star there. I haven't successfully done mobile All-Star yet, so. But Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening there, Kurt. As far as the mobile All-Star, I have successfully done it. But have not successfully found a graceful way to transition from the home QTH to mobile. So switching Wi-Fi networks has posed a problem and does some nasty stuff to your image on your SD card. End up having to reformat it and install everything. So I haven't exactly got all the bugs worked out, but I am tinkering with it from time to time. But happy to report, as I was walking out the door, Nisco had pulled up to my house, so our 3 days without power seems to be coming to an end, so thankful for that, and hopefully it'll be a while before I got to get the generator back out. But other than that, everyone's doing well after that storm, and I think that's about all I got. Back to you, KD9HAY.
Okay, and yeah, I didn't realize you were still out of power, for one. Wow, I hope that comes back on soon for you. And two, I didn't realize that I knew you did struggle one time with it corrupting your card there and having to reflash it. I know there's a way to do it. It's almost one of those things where you have to make a node, it sounds like, that's solely dedicated to the car and never connects to any other internet, so you don't have that issue. I'm guessing that's the problem, trying to switch from different internets. I know it's not a fluid thing like an open spot would. So that's probably the easiest thing, Thomas, is an open spot to get into this repeater through the TGIF network that Hayden set up. But I do know ClearNode must have a pretty good setup for that because they actually have a phone app that you can use to program the hotspot, or the All-Star node, but the problem is they're about $400, so it's not something everybody wants to spend that kind of money on. So, well, Hayden, you drive careful tonight, and hopefully your power's back on before you get home, for sure. I'm sure the wife is tired of being out of power as well, so I kind of figured your power would have came back on when the repeater came back on, but I guess not, huh?
No, I'm thinking since it was actually the service line from the pole to our house that was damaged, that with us being the only one in our particular neighborhood that was affected, we weren't high on the priority list.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. And I was at the tower site, and Danny happened to be there, and he showed me a picture of two big power line towers over in Illinois that carry what he said was, I think, 338,000 volts each on each line, and there's 6 lines per pole. Excuse me. Well, one of them fell over onto the other one. So that probably didn't help situations either, because that's a lot of power not getting to where it needs to go. So to power all the networks down from those. So, yeah, that was pretty wild. He showed me a picture of it. And they're big ones. I mean, I don't know how tall those are, but they got to be 300 plus feet. And, yeah, leaning on each other, not a good thing. All right, Hayden, again, drive safe tonight. Rubber side down, shiny side up. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. Next we have a 9VSN, Paul. Paul, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. And, no, not really. I might be low on battery.
That was my thought. The way you dropped off, I thought maybe you were low on battery. All right, Paul, I'm giving you a minute or two, or at least a minute, to see if you get another radio or another battery there. This is AC9HO Net Control. Okay, Paul, no worries. If you have anything for the net, feel free to jump in anytime there's an opening. Just throw your call sign out there and we'll get you in. All right. Otherwise, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Okay. I will go ahead and go to the information part of the net, considering it's after 8 o'clock already, which isn't bad. I've gone till 8:30 before on check-in, so. But we've already got 23 check-ins tonight, so that's a really good night. All right, I'll let the repeater reset, and Paul, if you want to jump in, that's fine too, and then we'll get started with the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. I think somebody doubled with you, Paul. Try that again, please. Yeah, maybe that wasn't Paul. I heard 2 stations in there. Try again, please.
DLP with a comment.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, before we lose anybody else, just wanted to share with everybody, we're talking about antennas. I got a new neighbor over here in Michigan City. He's got the one thing the new neighbor should have. He has a 55-foot bucket truck sitting in his front yard, and he's already done a few hand jobs, and he sort of got a little interest in ham radio, so he set my tower here last week, so just anybody out there needs a 55-foot bucket truck, give me a bump, I'll get a hold of him.
There you go. That's one thing a guy with a 55-foot bucket truck needs to know, a ham radio operator. He can definitely get a lot of side gigs with one of those. We'll keep that in mind there, Dave. You never know when I might need something or anybody else. All right. Anybody have anything for Dave on that request there or that comment he had? Not request, but comment.
I might need to find out who that guy is, K-A-U-G-P. Thanks, Dave.
Well, you already came up in the conversation when me and him were talking. I said I knew somebody that needed a tower put up.
There you go. Already starting. Thanks for that, Dave, and we'll keep that in mind. Might be something we want to mention every so often on the net. Maybe not every week, but every so often, just as a reminder. All right, there was another station in there that doubled with Dave. Please try again.
AC91.
Ah, Serafina, we got you in there now. I called on you earlier, but you must have been busy. So do you have anything for the net tonight?
Just a request for a quick radio check. I switched over to the halfway to see if that would help with the reception.
Well, what little bit I heard of you when you first checked in, it sounds about the same. That sounds good. I mean, you don't have much static. Yeah, a little bit of static. Audio's a little on the low side, but that could just be where you're holding the radio. But yeah, sounds pretty good. I think you sounded better last week, though, once you got it dialed in on the right frequency.
Yeah, the wind's a little higher tonight. I'm operating outside with pedestrian mobile. So it's nice to know that the smaller antenna works pretty well, though. So I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. Have a good night. 89UI, Cadet Patrol.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you might be surprised with those smaller antennas. I have a what's called a Smiley antenna. That's the website, I believe, is Smiley. I don't know if it's smiley.com, but they're tuned antennas for 2 meter. They're monoband antennas. That's the only downfall. But it's only 4 inches tall. And you'd be amazed at how well it works compared to a signal stick that's 19 inches long. It's comparable. I mean, it's not much worse, in some cases might even be better. So you could be surprised on those smaller antennas. You just never know. Even the stock antennas work pretty good. So, and of course, the repeater helps too. It's got pretty good coverage. But, yeah, sounding good. Pedestrian mobile, that's got to be a little chilly too. John's out there riding a bike in this stuff, so. All right, Serafina, thank you for checking in, and if you want another radio check, feel free to jump in anytime throughout the net, and we'll help you out. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Oh, we got another Ham.Live check-in. N9ISU. James, are you on the radio? This is AC9HO Net Control. Do you have anything for the net? Well, he might not be listening to the radio. N9ISU, James, do you have anything for the net?
CMN Network, 220.
Okay, no worries. All right, I'm going to let the repeater reset, and we'll get started with the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. Area net. District 1, Aries District 1, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater. Frequency is 146.685, PL tone 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time on the Valpo 1 repeater 462.700, positive offset 141.3 PL tone. And District 1 Skywarn, different net. It's storm season, so they're doing the weekly Monday night nets. Starts at 8 p.m. Central Time on the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, negative 600 offset, 173.8 PL tone. This is also serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties. And also seeking LaPorte County hams/storm spotters for Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming with that severe weather. LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are moving to the N9IAA repeater 146.685. Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding our reports to the National Weather Service and IWX. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve LaPorte County and the National Weather Service. If you're looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes coming up. Of course, trained spotters can always phone in and report to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky. Remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. And don't forget, coming up this weekend, LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Functionality Test. I don't think I said the name right, but it's close enough. The first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY repeater. The sirens go off at 11 a.m., but check in earlier at about 10:30, 30 minutes prior, for updated location requirements. Because if you're able, Dave will have locations for you to go to that are assigned every month to try to get somebody to check them. next siren test is this Saturday, May 2nd, this Saturday. So we can use as many of you as we can get. There's like 60-some sirens in LaPorte County. So not saying we got to get all 60, but got to try to get all 60 definitely throughout the year. So maybe even a couple times each. But if you live by a siren and you can't go anywhere, don't want to go anywhere because it's almost $5 a gallon in gas, that's totally understandable. But you can tell there's a siren going round and round or doing what it's supposed to do, doing siren things. Feel free to check in and report that and try to figure out where that siren's at so you can give a detailed location for Dave there. So Dave is in net control, W9DLP, and he'll be on the radio at about 10:30 or so, ready to take check-ins on Saturday. Michigan Amateur Radio Club holds a weekly on the air net on the K9DEW repeater 147.330 every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater 147.390 positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater 442.700 positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Then you have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater 147.255 positive offset 131.8 PL tone. I was just looking at a picture of James there. He posted a picture on ham.live, so I don't know if N9ISU, James, if you're on the radio, feel free to check in. Okay, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. This net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. All right, don't forget, July 18th, 2026, it is the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club's second annual Tailgate Ham Fest. $5 admission per car for sellers or buyers. That's per car, not person, per car. Trailers will be an extra fee. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables or set up out of the back of your car, truck, whatever you have. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m., also $5. Per car. Talk-in will be 146.610.131.8 and 146.970.131.8, both negative offsets. The location is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. It's underneath the big concrete tower. And this is sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. So look forward to seeing everybody there. Then we have another ham fest in DeKalb. Let me reset here. The DeKalb Ham Fest, sponsored by the Kishawaukee Amateur Radio Club, is Sunday, May 3rd, this weekend. Front gate, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Vendor tailgate setup Saturday is 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, it starts at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Via the back gate, I'm reading their flyer, $8 advance ticket, double stubs, $10 admission at the gate, no large bills. They do have overnight camping at the fairgrounds, $25 per night, includes electric and sewer. Rain or shine, two large heated buildings, three cash prizes, prize drawings every half hour, free outside tailgating, no VE testing, chairs are not provided. No valet parking, you unload, reload, carts are not provided. Food vendors, Tasty Tea Sandwich Shop, and fairground regulations prohibit vehicles in buildings. That's probably more for the vendors. And it's always the first Sunday in May, May 3rd, at the Sandwich Fairgrounds in Sandwich, Illinois, just north of Route 34, intersection of Sundom Road and Fairwinds Crossing. Talk-in is a KARC repeater, 146.730. PL tone is 100. negative offset, or simplex, 14652 simplex for a talk-in. Let's see. So again, the address, I don't see the address on here, but it is the Sandwich Fairgrounds in Sandwich, Illinois on May 3rd, this Sunday. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Yo Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be May 11th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. And if you have something you'd like to share at the meeting, whether it be a new toy, new project, whatever it is, probably ham radio related might be best, but not necessarily, depending on what it is, let us know. We'll set up some time for you to have it next meeting or the following meeting, whatever's good for you. And don't forget, membership dues can be paid online at lpcarc.org. And if for some reason you don't want to be a member, but you want to donate because you like the repeaters, you like whatever it is you like, I don't know, $1, $2, whatever you can swing, there's a donation link on there as well. And it could be anonymous, or you could leave your name and call sign if you like. Totally up to you. Come to our club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, like Ron was saying earlier, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And as for the monthly breakfast, the Sugar Bowl Restaurant is in the process of finding a new location. This means the club breakfast at the first Saturday of the month will be postponed until the new Sugar Bowl location is found. Once that happens, we'll announce it here on the net, but unfortunately, they're closed right now, and there hasn't been a new location decided yet, but I'm sure it's in the works, and they're going to get going soon. And I would imagine if for some reason Sugar Bowl doesn't get going again, that we'll find a new place to do the breakfast. Sorry about that. I was typing to James there on ham.live. I can't do two things at once. Michigan City EMA accepting applications. Go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, fill out your application, and when you turn it in to Attention Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Hang out with other radio people. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern, goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek POTA, get on the K9DEW repeater 147.330 to find out more details. And to look at their calendar of events, go to potatocreekportable.org. That's all one word. Potato Creek Portable, all one word. .org. Well, here we are. If Tom's still out there, Tom, KD9UMI, if you're out there, we're at Tom's Corner. Took us a minute to get here, but we're here now. So, Tom, if you're out there, feel free with whatever it is you had for tonight. AC9HO Net Control.
Yep, I'm still here, and I transitioned over to my 991, so I'm sure I'm coming in a bit more clearly. So, anyhow, heard about a guy putting almonds on his pizza. That's absolutely nuts. And I saw something strange the other day. A line of rabbits walking backwards. Yeah, I think it was a receding hairline. 73, back to net control, KD9UMI.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah, it's been a minute. I liked both of those. Simple, yet effective. Very nice. Thank you, Tom. And, yes, coming in much, much better on the 991 for sure.
Usually your HD does just fine, but the conditions must not be in your favor tonight. So, all right, Tom, thank you for that. Thanks again for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. And let's see if John's out there. John, K9PGC for useless information. Totally understand if you don't have anything or don't want to do it tonight, but if you're there, your turn, sir. Go ahead. Okay, no problem. We'll cut John a little bit of a break. He might still be riding, you never know. At 45 degrees, that's crazy. I don't think I could get that dedicated. All right, weather at a glance. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 37. Northwest wind 5 to 10. Gusts as high as 20. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 53. Northwest wind 5 to 10. Thursday night, 20% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 39. North wind around 5, becoming calm in the evening. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. North wind 5 to 10, with gusts as high as 20. Friday night, widespread frost, mainly after 3 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 33. North wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Saturday, areas of frost before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 50. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 36. Sunday, 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 62. Sunday night, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And to start your week on Monday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 65. That wasn't me. Okay, here we are. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Hello, Kurt. WB9W is checking in from Chicago.
All right, Pete. We got you in here, WB9W. Do you have anything for the net?
No, not at this time. Just, I don't know if you mentioned that Hamfest coming up this Sunday in DeKalb, the Kishwaukee Radio Club. So we're looking forward to that. Over.
Yep, I sure did, and definitely emphasized that it's coming up this weekend. So I read off the flyer there, and hopefully you guys have a good turnout over there. I'm not positive I'll make it, but if something changes, I will definitely be there. If Now that I know about it, and I should have known about it years ago, but now that I definitely know about it, I'll try to plan for it next year for sure. But we'll see what happens. I'm not ruling it out yet. You just never know what's going to happen. Thank you, Pete, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, anybody else? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
N9GSN.
Mr. Paul, sounds like you got a battery now. Do you have anything for the net, Paul?
No, sorry about that. You know what? My eyes were failing me. I guess the battery was low. But it was low, and apparently it was just like kind of shutting off. Sorry about that. But nothing for the club. As I was saying, just enjoying the welcoming environment, and some of you may know I used to be at the Porter County Club, and Kevin Babbage, and I used to hang out with, you know, John, K9PGC. We'll have to catch up someday. Anyway, thanks for coming back to me, and again, this is N9BSN.
Yeah, no problem at all, Paul. We all do that from time to time, forget to look at the battery level before you get on the radio. I've done it plenty myself, so won't be the first and probably won't be the last either. So thanks for coming back to us, and it's working well for you. Heard you no problem. Got a little bit of hum in the background, but I'm guessing you might be charging the battery at the same time, so that probably explains it. So, Paul, have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, I'll go ahead and open the swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop session is now open. Please call now.
quick comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave, with your quick comment.
Did I send you an email about Channel 7?
Not that I see here, but it could have went to my junk folder for some reason.
Okay, here's the Cliff Notes version of it. The storm we had last week with all the damage and everything when Channel 7... hold on a second. When Channel 7 Eyewitness News had their meteorologist that took over regular programming for like 2 hours while they were tracking all the storms and the tornadoes. And during the broadcast, they gave a shout out to Skywarn and FM radio operators.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think you were telling me about that, though. But yeah, I'm not seeing an email here. That's really cool that we're recognized on local news. Or was that local? What did you say, local or Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah, but still, it all counts.
Well, yeah, well, national broadcast. Skywarn Ham Radio is a network of volunteers, licensed amateur radio operators to provide real-time ground truth, severe weather reports, tornadoes, hail, flooding to the National Weather Service. Their service is invaluable. Operating during storms, these volunteers act as critical underground sensors when technology fails or when confirm radar findings.
Yeah, that's really cool. Really cool, and I'm looking through my emails. I don't see anything, so... Probably didn't send it, I'm guessing, but no, that's awesome. Thank you for letting us know about that article there, Dave.
I'm going to copy the URL and I'll send it to you here, not tonight, tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, and I'll put it on next week's net as well, so that way in case anybody missed it. All right, thank you for that, Dave. Are there any stations with Swap and Shop? Please call now. Okay, are there any stations wanting to check in? Comments, questions, Swap and Shop, everything. It's all on now, so whatever you want to talk about, check in, whatever. Please call now. I am really out of sorts tonight. I'm usually not this bad. Jeez, old Pete. Comments, questions, Swap and Shop, general check-ins, anything at all, please call now.
89GY.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Kurt, I heard you guys talking about the gasoline, and I was at Walmart Monday in Plymouth, and it was $3.42. Now, in 2 days, that could have been... you know, gone, but I just thought I'd tell you that.
Sorry about that. Chasing my foot switch. Yeah, for some reason I saw a thing on Facebook that for some reason LaPorte is jacking their prices up way higher than everybody else, but I haven't seen 342 in quite some time, so that was a pretty good deal you got there. But, yeah, I saw 479 on the way home at one gas station. I was going to look at another gas station that I drove by without looking, so I don't know what it was. But I heard Michigan City's still about 408, so they haven't gone up yet. Now, I know the gas station I usually go to, which is on Highway 4, Maysmart, earlier this week. Well, it's only Wednesday, so Monday I think it was. They were like 420 when everybody else was still under 4, and they were that way for a good 12 hours before everybody else. But yeah, this, like I said to Mike, the other Mike, YPA, we could talk about that all night. Gas prices are definitely affecting everybody, and it's getting a little out of control.
Comment. Yeah, I got a friend in Chicago, and he said it's all above 5 bucks now. 89GY.
<laughs> Yeah, I can imagine Chicago is a little bit higher. Go ahead, Tom, with your comment.
I had to fuel up as I was heading out this morning, and in La Porte it was 419. And then on my way back at the end of the day, the BP on the corner of 400 and Franklin, it was 404 in the morning, but it was jumped up to 479 when I was on my way back. So that's a big difference. I don't get it. I don't understand why it's jumping up so much.
Yeah, I'm not too sure on that either. So, like I said, hopefully there's some relief coming in what form that is. I'm not sure or when, but something's got to give sooner or later. But it's definitely a hot topic right now. But, yeah, thank you guys for your comments. And does anybody else have any comments, questions, check-ins, anything at all? Swap and shop. Better remain open till the end of the net. Please call now.
WB9YPA.
All right, Mr. Mike via All-Star. Go ahead, Mike.
Let's see, last week sometime, my router decided to take a dive. So my router died, and then I found one that I had that is so complicated. It's so sophisticated. It's a Microtech. Have you ever heard of a Microtech? So I had that. I updated the firmware in it, and I'm still fighting, I've got my websites are working. I got the port forwarding done on it, and I got the port forwarding, wherein lies the problem is on the All-Star node controller. I try to forward port number 4569, and when I do that, it messes everything else up. So I don't know. I've got a conflict or something that I've written into the firewall rules. So if you go to Supermon and you try to look at what is all linked to my repeater, it does not show up at all. In fact, it doesn't even show. Just wanted to point that out to you or anyone else that it might affect.
Okay, Mike, yeah, Microtech. I know that router not very well because I could never get into it. It's actually, there's one up at the tower site for this repeater. I was never able to access it because over the years the password was lost and we couldn't figure it out. So I put a new router up there, a Netgear. And that was much easier to work with. That's weird about the port forwarding, that you forward that one and it screws everything else up. And unfortunately, you cut out a couple times. I didn't catch everything you were saying about the settings within the All-Star node. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I don't know why I cut out. That's weird. I thought I was operating with enough power, but... Okay, that could be. I'm far enough away from the repeater. I'm just using a handy talkie in my truck here. But, yeah, yep, 4569 when I tried to port forward that. And I guess that's how, let me make sure I'm still in it. Okay.
Yep, you're good.
Yeah, when I tried, yeah, that's the port that's needed that reports back to All-Star Link. Or to the website that updates what all of the active nodes are, as I understand it. But I think you know more about that stuff than I do, Kurt.
Well, the 4569 port is the standard port for All-Star. So if you didn't change it during your setup, that definitely would be the port. And what that port does makes it so that people can connect to you. Now, if it's not open, you should still be able to connect to other nodes, but nobody can connect to you, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so that port must still be open because your node controller, the hub for the 220 stuff, it still connects to mine. So, okay, well, that's good news. Okay, so I just need to fix, I have to fix the other direction or whatever, the 4569, I don't know. It's so confusing to me. Yep, I get it. I see why you put a Netgear in there. Because, man, those microticks are, oh, it's a headache maker. Anyway, okay, I don't want to drag on here because I'm sure there's others that need to get in there. So, sorry about that, guys. WB9YPA and back to net control.
Oh, no problem at all, Mike. No problem at all. If we can help, we can. That would be great. But, yeah, the thing I would check if I was you is to make sure that's the port you're using. But it does seem to be working. Now, that said, I haven't connected to you, so I'm guessing you connected to me, the hub. So, because I don't have it set up to I don't think I have it set up to automatically connect to you. Maybe I did do that. I don't remember now. I'd have to go through my settings and see what I got going there. But, oh, that's something I wanted to announce to everybody, not just you there, Mike, but every day, Monday through Friday, at 8:45 to 10:30 a.m., I disconnect this repeater from the hub and every node, actually, and then it reconnects itself to the DMR TGIF node or group, talk group that we have for the club, and then it connects to the the Illinois repeater on this frequency. As a matter of fact, the 6-meter club over there in Illinois, they do what's called a grumpy net, and Travis, KC9TWX, asked me if I could set up a schedule to connect to that every morning to get a little more traffic in the morning on this net, so, and he used to check into that net pretty often, so, or not on this net, but on this repeater. But funny thing is, they're on the same frequency, and we're connected to them through All-Star. But so if you're interested in checking into a net around 8:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., it disconnects automatically. Feel free to check in. It'll be going every day, Monday through Friday. So, Mike, yeah, thanks for those questions. If you need any assistance, I don't know if I can help with that MikroTik router. I haven't dealt with that myself. Like I said, I never even got into it, so I couldn't even see what it was going to take to get it to work. But I'd be willing to help if I can.
Thank you, Kurt. Okay, I'll try to set you up with a way you can get into my laptop, which has Windows on it, and with maybe like AnyDesk or something, and then you could access the router that way using, what do they call that, I think you know what I'm talking about. There's an app on there that you can use to get into to the MikroTik.
Yeah, okay, there's another way you can do it too, and if Bill was on here, he'd be telling you to get, I got to find my notes. Connect 44, and you don't have to open any ports. It's some sort of ham radio IP something or other that's free for ham radio operators. I'm trying to find it while I'm talking here. He'd be yelling at the radio right now. He's been advertising that, trying to get everybody to start doing it. But it's a way around all these darn. Connect.44net.cloud. Let me say that again without stumbling. Connect.44net.cloud is a VPN tunnel. Something with WireGuard. I don't know. I was just taking quick notes. But this Connect44net, I guess, has a bunch of IP addresses that you can get for free for amateur radio. So you could search that online and see see if you can get more information on that if you're even interested in that there, Mike. But, yeah, we could set something up to where I can get in there. Let me reset. Also, the way I get into the repeater is I use the repeater IP address for the router, you know, I can't think of what it's called, the gateway address, the main address, you know, and then you got all these other addresses for all your devices, but the main address for your, that your router connects to, I use that to get into all my stuff remotely. It works much, much better, but we can start off with doing whatever program you want to use, but let me ask you, are you using Ham VoIP or ASL3?
I'm using Ham VoIP, yes, and then with that, with the site program, the Supermon, that, yeah, I'll have to get you the details on that, Kurt.
Okay, yeah, it's been a while since I've used Ham VoIP, but we could definitely work, get something done there and see if we can get you up and running, but, sounds like that microtik could be a problem, but. We'll see what we can do. All right, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and continue on with the net here, unless you got something else.
Mike, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate the tips and the help there, too, and I'll look into that Connect 44 thing. That sounds really cool. Okay, excellent. And thanks again, and I appreciate everyone's patience there, too. So. Okay, W9YPA, I'm out here on the site.
Okay, Mike, yeah, very good. Give me that information, and we'll see if we can get connected and see if I can help you out. Seems like it's working, but maybe I'll disconnect from you later and see if I can reconnect, and that will tell us right away if you're set up correctly or not, so. All right, Mike, thank you for that comment, and thanks for the questions. Anybody else? General check-ins, comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
Net Control, W9DLP, I just sent you a link. Check your email.
All right, well, I'm searching for that. Anybody check-ins, anything at all, please call now. AC9HO, Net Control. Yeah, all I'm getting is an AI thing here, Dave. It didn't take me anywhere. It took me to like a Google search.
Okay, once you're in the Google search, click that and it just says, there's a couple topics
that I'll lead you to them. I mean, I got a Facebook for Ned, I got a Reddit for Amateur Radio, National Weather Service, Yaesu, Facebook, NOAA. None of them are pointing me to that article you were talking about. I mean, at the very beginning here, it says Amateur Radio Operators and Skywarn Spotters are recognized as a critical source of real-time ground truth during severe weather. But I don't think that's from the article you were talking about.
Yeah, that's it. And then you go down to the next one. It says key usage example of Skywarn with ham radio. You know, it says storm spotting and reporting. And at the bottom, there's a YouTube.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. So key aspects of ham radio and Skywarn, real-time data. Operators provide crucial information on precipitation types, such as sleet or snow transition, hail size, and wind damage. Effective process, county networks send reports to district nets, which are then transmitted directly to National Weather Service, ensuring rapid communication during dangerous weather. Emergency infrastructure. During emergencies, ham radio operators act as a backup communication system for emergency managers. And volunteer-driven, over 300,000 trained volunteers in the U.S. participate in the Skywarn program. So, yeah, cool stuff. The National Weather Service relies on this grounded truth, emphasizing that reports from these volunteers significantly increase community safety.
Hurrah to us.
That's right. Somebody's got to do it. That's for sure. Well, thank you for that, Dave. It was a little confusing there at first, but I figured it out with a little guidance.
Yeah, sometimes in browsers that you use, screw stuff up too, but you got where I wanted you to be.
Perfect. All right. Anybody else? General check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. And I tell you what, if anybody's familiar with the ICOM 7000, that's a radio you want to take with you on a cold anything, because it is a hand warmer, even though it's not in your hand. You can put your hand on it. I'm only running 10 watts, and it's quite warm. Temperature gauge is in the pink, because it does have a temperature gauge on it. But, yeah, these are a toasty little brick.
CMN Network, MI3.
All right, I'm going to make this last call. Any comments, questions, general check-in, swap and shop, anything at all? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Last call.
AC9TWX.
All right, we got Travis in there, KC9TWX. Go ahead, Travis.
So maybe we need to reconnect to the Grumpy Net on Wednesday nights when we have the net. Really freak them out over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would definitely freak them out for sure. But have you been hearing that in the mornings? It's been going the last few mornings.
Yeah, yeah. I've been listening to that. And he did complain this morning about some interference probably coming from us. But like I said, it has to be very marginal because we're transmitting it almost simultaneously. I mean, there's probably a few seconds of delay, but they can't be hearing us too awful bad.
I would say they can hear us really good because they're only 60 miles away, straight across the lake. So on certain days, they're probably hearing us. We're not hearing them as good because I don't think they're as high. But I bet you they're receiving us good because we got people in Chicago talking on their mobiles into this repeater.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. But we can't be, if we're transmitting at the same time, or virtually almost the same time, there's a few second delay going through the internet and the interfaces and whatnot. But we can't be causing that much interference with them because when they're transmitting to their repeater, we're also transmitting at the same time. So there shouldn't be hardly any interference.
Yeah, probably not. That's what I was worried about. Probably not interference, but more of an echo. You know, and that could probably get a little frustrating at times. So, unfortunately, we may have to reconsider connecting that to that Grumpy Net. I was a little concerned about that because there will be a slight delay. And it may not even be a few seconds. It may only be like a half a second, but that would be pretty annoying if that's all you could hear. You know, an echo kind of thing, or even like a, what do you want to call it, like a reverb almost or something.
Well, you know, if we wanted to do anything, I guess we could change the PL tone to be the same as theirs and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting? But, yeah, I'm fairly confident their repeater could probably hear us pretty good. Most of the people between us and them are hearing both. So, was it the net control that was complaining or somebody checking in?
It was just mentioned, just like I said this morning, and that's all the more that was ever said about it. It was never said anything else, and I believe that was the net control, but nothing ever else was said about it this morning. So like I said, being that they're, you know, both repeaters would be transmitting at the same time when somebody's keying into that repeater over there, I would think that the interference would be very, very minimal.
Yeah, it could be. So we'll keep it going for a little while longer, but I'll keep an eye out in the emails and see if we get any emails or anything like that. And I'll try to listen when I can, but I'm at work, so unfortunately I can't listen too much. But if anybody else notices that they're complaining or whatnot, we can easily turn that off. That's not a big deal. But it is kind of nice to have on there. It is a nice net from what I can hear. But I can totally understand if it's causing issues and they don't want to hear it. I can understand that. So, I mean, we're only putting out less than 50 watts, probably maybe 30 watts at the antenna. But still, we're quite high. So they're probably hearing us without much issue. So is Stacy there too? Is she checking in as well there, Travis?
Well, actually, it's just been going all day. I'm off of work until the 4th, which is Monday. And my work found out yesterday. But I start a new job on Monday, so we're kind of taking, we took a little bit of a vacation, I guess you would say. That's really not why we went out to Philadelphia, but we did get to go to New Jersey for a little bit and walk the boardwalk and see the ocean. I'd never seen the ocean on that side, so that was a new experience, and we did that, and we're taking the rest of the week off, and I was supposed to be going to Stacy's house, actually, and start painting, but I've been neglecting my duties. We got back on Monday night, and I didn't go yesterday, didn't go today, and yeah, we'll see what happens with that, but start a new job on Monday. But no, we were watching some television out there when you started the net, and I ended up going to CVS and the dollar store, and you come back and you're still doing the net, so I felt kind of bad, so I figured I'd check in.
Well, there you go. You should feel bad if you're on the radio and you're not checking in. Typically, it only takes a few minutes to check in, but well, we appreciate it, Travis. And yeah, you better do those honeydews, because if you don't, they'll come back to get you. Well, good luck with the new job. I did not know about that, so that's cool. Hopefully, it's a good move for you.
We will see. Going to Van Air Manufacturing. Going to make utility trucks. Try that out. I don't know. We might be able to do it. We might not. It all depends upon the training.
Well, that's true anywhere. You don't want to come to Solaire because we got very bad training. But I guess it depends where you're at. But well, then you'll be dealing with the air ends that we make. So good luck with that. Lately, we've been getting a lot of returns, a lot of failures for some reason from Van Air, and I'm not sure why, but probably mostly, if not definitely, on our end. But, well, good luck with that, Travis. Van Air's not a horrible place to work from what I've been told, so there's been goods and bads, but that's true everywhere. So definitely good luck with that.
It's going to be an adventure. Anyways, Kurt, I'll let you get back to it. Try to close up your net there. You can get some sleep. Some of us are going to be up all night fixing everything that the power outage broke. But that's a whole other story. Anyways, we'll catch you later. KC9TWX is clear, 73s.
All right, Travis, 73. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, we'll do one more call. Anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
WB9W again. With a question for Kurt.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
You're running an ICOM 7000. That's a the head comes off of that radio. It's a little thing. It's similar to the ICOM 706s. Over.
Yes, sir. That be the one.
And yours runs real hot for some reason?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here, and that's from what I remember. I used to have this in my car, and I ran HF mobile and plus VHF, UHF. But I remember hearing that they run hot, so I bought an external fan to put on it, but I'm not using the fan because I figured sitting here on the desk wasn't as hot as a trunk, which is where I had it in the car, so... but yeah, I mean, it's not hot to the point where I got to worry about putting a fan on it. But man, it is warm for only running 10 watts. I mean, it would warm your hand up if your hands are cold.
Yeah, that's interesting. And that radio was capable of maybe 50 watts if you did it maximum on 2 meters?
Yeah, 50 watts, 2 meter. I can't remember if 50 watts... 440, or if it's like 35, I don't, or 45, I can't remember. And then 100 watts HF.
Okay, I had one of those for a short period of time. I didn't, you know, it was okay. I don't know why I didn't like the way it wasn't user friendly for me. But you have to get used to it. And then I had the newer version of that radio, the 7000. They had that other two piece radio. I forget what they call that one. It didn't have a color display. Maybe you know which one I'm talking about. It, you know, you can separate the head from the radio, all mode, all bands. You familiar with that model?
Yeah, the ICOM 7100. It is like a desk-mounted head unit, in a way.
That's it. I had that for a while, too, and I was thinking of, you know, putting that mobile, but then it never really good mobile mount. And that radio came with a separation cable, I believe. And I think the model you have the separation cable is optional, I believe. Or did that come with your radio, over?
It seems to me like it came with the radio. I've had this radio for a long time. It was my first HF radio I ever bought. So that was back in, I think, 2012-ish time frame. And I want to say it might have came with the cable, but it's possible I bought it. I really don't remember.
Yeah, okay. I have an ICOM 706, and I bought that radio brand new. And I still have it here, and I use it mobile, but I don't have it in my mobile anymore. I don't have any radio in my car anymore because I got a different car, and it's not... It's got a sunroof. It's all glass sunroof. Believe it or not, it's huge. There's like no ground plane on this thing, and so it's if I do put it back in there, and it's just it probably wouldn't work too well because I like to use it on HF like 10 meters. But there's like it's an all glass roof basically. Like 3/4 of the roof is all glass. So go figure. So that's a little dilemma. I have to get a different car. Could trade this one in and get something with a roof. I didn't really want a sunroof, but that's the way it came. So, okay. And, but I like my 706. Great radio. And I had to send it to repair for once. And it had a leaky capacitor, and it would drift off frequency on 2 meters. But great radio, and I still have it here, and I got it in the shack, and I can't say enough about it. Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that ICOM 706, that's a well-known radio. Everybody wanted one at one time. Everybody probably still wants one. It's a great radio, shack in the box, just like this 7000. But I think that 706, it lasted a lot longer than the 7000. They only sold these for a couple of years, and then they just kind of phased out. I don't know why. I agree with you on the menu system on it, though. It's not very user-friendly. Not like the new ICOM radios. That's for sure, but once you get used to it, it's not bad. When I was using it every day, I had it pretty well figured out, but then once I brought it in the house after about 10 years, it took me a minute to figure out how to even get back to the memories.
I wanted to get, you know, the 706, maybe the Mark II G,
the newer version of the 706, you know, that has UHF in it. I was thinking of getting one of those. But we'll see what happens. Oh, and another thing, you're changing the subject. If you're rebroadcasting, getting on this Chicago repeater, which it, when the SCAR repeater comes on, it knocks out you guys, so I can't hear you. I'm not using a beam to aim at you guys, but it did come on a few times, and the ID knocks you out there. But anyway, if you're rebroadcasting a little bit with that grumpy that in the morning, you better, I would check with their trustee if they want you to do that or not. He might be able to give you some flack, so, you know, you might hear from him there if you're causing any problems with these guys here in the Chicago area, over.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I welcome that. If they have an issue with it, I got no problem. I'm just connected to their All-Star node. That's how we're doing it. And, you know, it's free. I mean, they advertise it like anybody can connect to it, but obviously we have a special situation here where we're on the same frequency. So, yeah, I welcome any kind of feedback. If they have an issue with it, I would have no problem at all just turning that off. But we thought we'd give it a try.
You said they have an All-Star number?
Yes. Yes, they do.
I know that they had one. Do you have it offhand?
I'm grabbing my phone now. Let me look. I'm scrolling through the text messages. Here it is. All-Star node 419310.
Because I know they got an Echo Link, so, but I didn't know they're into All-Star. That's nice to know, right? Because I like to check into that every now and then. But I'm a grumpy member. But I haven't checked into that net lately. And I was a member of that club once upon a time, but not anymore. And but anyway, that's another story. So anyway, okay, I'm going to get out of here. It's getting late after 9 o'clock. I got to check on some TV and go QRT. So nice talking to you. We'll check in again with you guys next week. 7-3. Good night, Kurt. This is WB9W.
All right, Pete, nice talking to you. You have a good night. And they also have they're also linked to a Brandmeister DMR talk group 3220694. So sounds like they're linked up, kind of like we are. We're also linked up to a DMR talk group. All right, Pete, have a good one. Don't want to keep you, and I got to get going myself. So we'll do one last call. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, with that, I'm going to conclude this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 27 check-ins. That's a pretty good night. Well, 25 after I take out the two that were not on the radio. But 25, that's a really good night. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO. Am I struggling tonight. 9:13 Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
Good job, Kurt. Could you scroll down on that link on Google? It's almost like a commercial for Skywarn and Ham Radio.
I didn't, but I do see something there at the bottom about ABC7 Chicago.
Yeah, it says key usage examples of Skywarn and Ham Radio, storm spotting, reporting, emergency communications, net control operations, damage assessments.
Oh, yeah, I had to click a couple things. Yeah, I didn't see that there. Yeah, I believe that's an AI answer, like if you ask AI about Skywarn, this is the kind of answer it would give you. That's kind of the layout from what I see here, which is all good stuff, all true and interesting stuff.
Yeah, Yeah, I started scrolling down and seeing where it says Aries and races and how to participate, get your license, get your training.
I tell you what, if you have not used AI, it does that. It finds all the stuff, not just tidbits, not just Skywarn stuff. It finds all Skywarn adjacent stuff like Aries and Races and all that, and puts it all in one big answer. So, yeah, I know AI is probably the devil, and it's probably going to kill us one day, but it is cool. I use it almost daily.
In that disrespect, I'm good with it. What pisses me off, excuse the language, upsets me is you're on YouTube and you're trying to find something, and right in the middle of a good video, you see stuff that's unrealistic. You know it's been edited and modified.
Well, yeah, that is very, very, very true and very scary in a way, because there are so many videos that look so real that have people in high places doing things that are not true, saying things that are not true, or you know, it's just, yeah, you almost can't. You couldn't believe anything before, really, on the internet. You had to be very picky and choosy. But now, I don't really believe it at all. Unless I see it on something at least somewhat official, and I don't see mainstream media as being reliable either, but I know they're not going to purposely, but I would hope they're not going to purposely play something they know is not true and it's AI created. So, yeah, it's that makes it a scary time for sure.
Yeah, they get stuff so realistically. They can take one of our images and say us doing something that we would never do and prove it, it's not real.
Yep, and all they need is your picture. They get a picture, and AI is capable of making a video with you in it, and it looks like you, your mouth moves, everything moves. It's just you got to look really close and try to find the fake part of it, you know, which a lot of times is something moves unnaturally or walks through something or something goes through them, you know. But the more and more it gets done, the harder and harder it's going to be to tell the difference between AI and reality.
Exactly.
AF9WW, look for repetitive body movements and additional fingers. That's usually a good sign, too.
Yeah, for sure, but the problem is they know that now, and they're actively trying to fix that, you know. So eventually, it's going to be very hard to figure out once they figure out how to fix it, and with AI, it's not going to take long.
Well, yeah, that's for you young guys to figure out. I won't be here long enough to worry about it.
I wanted to see if I had it, but yeah, you could be as fast as AI is moving. I'm sure you got, we hope you have quite a few years left, but yeah, AI is moving at the speed of light. I mean, it's gone so far so fast. I think it's blown even the creators' minds how fast it's growing and how smart it's becoming and all that. Because I remember when I first started using it, it would make pictures fairly easy. But now I can make spreadsheets. I can make videos. I haven't tried videos or anything like that yet. But, I mean, really, it's limitless at this point, and it's only just getting better every day.
MI3 Network.
What is that from, Kurt?
That's one of the repeaters on the 220 network. I think it's the 220 link. I think it's kind of identifying that 220 link in Michigan.
I keep thinking somebody's spying on us, which they are. But, you know, talking about who you trust, but, you know, all we had in the 60s and 50s was our trusty news reporters on the TV, the Walter Cronkites and such. And you staked your life on what they were telling you. And come to find out they were lying to their TV just like everything else. And, but that was the evidence of the time, and it's just grown more sophisticated. And they're still lying through their teeth to us, so it's just, I don't know that we'll ever figure out the real truth.
Nope, I don't disagree one bit there, but it is always possible. AI can even help out with that, you never know. But it's hard to say where it's going to go from here, but AI definitely changed things. And changed it fast. You know, we went from, we got to conserve energy and go green to, oh, screw it. Data centers everywhere that consume more energy than entire cities and maybe even small states, you know, to where, energy is not a crisis anymore.
Did you ever watch that program? It only lasted one or two seasons, I think, but person of interest.
My parents told me about that show, and I think I might have watched one or two, and then we just got distracted on something else, or I don't know what changed, but we started watching it, liked it, but I don't remember exactly what it's about.
Now, if you ever get a chance, catch it from the very beginning, because that's what sets the premise. But watch it, and it kind of falls in line with what's going on. It's got a little different twist, but it's pretty unique in its approach.
Yeah, I can picture the actor. I can't think of his name, but I can picture the actor. He hasn't been on too many movies or shows. We've been on a few and been pretty good in the ones I've seen him in. But that's why it didn't last long, because this was coming. And we were getting a heads up and a preview of what's to come, so that had to go.
Yeah, well, when you think about it, he was in the Passion of Christ and several other movies that ran contrary to the word of you know, what the norm wanted you to believe in. But that was Jim Caviezel. He's a really pretty good actor. But you'll notice him once you see the first couple of episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know his name. I can picture his face in my head. I know exactly what show you're talking about. And yeah, we'll have to watch that again. I know I've watched at least the first episode, maybe, but it's been so long I can't remember. I think it was still on the air at that time. I didn't even know it wasn't on the air, to be honest. But, and yeah, when you, Christ movie you were saying, I didn't see that movie, but I remember him playing in that. Seeing the commercials and everything. I can't remember the name of it, though. You just said it. It escapes me.
Well, I tell you, you know, I told you that snap that one leg of the dipole, and it didn't cut it, you know, right up at the hub, like would have made it a lot easier, because then I could lower it, but it's in the middle. But it still pulls in a pretty strong signal. I was surprised it still loads up and been able to make a few contacts with it, so hopefully it'll work until I can get my son or son-in-law over and maybe splice it back together. But that was made one of those dipoles that I like to make out of coax, but it was that RU-174, the real thin, small stuff.
Oh yeah, well, when that wind takes out giant power towers, I suppose that little coax is not going to stand up to that very well, but we didn't get that bad here. It must have been a little farther north of me. It hit north LaPorte County and Michigan City pretty good, but out here not so much.
Yeah, we lost power for just a couple of minutes. And my son is only down the road from me, a couple of miles, and he's been out for 3 days. I think he finally got his back today. But, my daughter's in Westville, and she was out for a little while. But, you know, it was spotty, different areas here and there.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense with fallen trees. You never know where it's going to be, so. All right, Mike and Dave, if you're still listening, I'm going to jump out of here. It is definitely getting late, and I'm starting to feel it now. But definitely nice chatting to you. So this will be This will be my last go-around.
Yeah, 73s, Kurt. We'll talk to you later. It'll be nice to be open. Hey, Mike. Where?
Very good. Good night to both of you, and we'll talk to you later. Enjoy the night tonight. KFWW-73.
All right, Mike, 73, Dave, you guys have a good evening, and we'll catch you sooner than later. And if anybody over there in Illinois is listening, I'm going to send an email to the trustee for that grumpy net and make sure we're not causing any issues. So, 73, AC9HO, I'll be clear.
CMN Network.
M9YOU, M9YOU, this is WB9YPA, Mobile.
Good evening, Mike. How are you doing? M9YOU.
Well, I'm tired after being on the road so much the last couple days, but yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm just heading home. I had to run out again. I'm just heading home. I wondered, do you want to give me a call? There was something I wanted to talk with you about over some connectors. So if you want to give me a jingle, that'd be great.
All right, we'll do. Yeah, give me a few minutes here, and we'll give you a call.
That's what you said the what, 3 days ago or whatever?
Yeah, I thought you meant on the radio. That's what I did. I called you back on the radio because you called me on the radio. But anyways, yeah, we'll get it. I'll give you a call.
Sounds good. WB9YPA Mobile, clear.
And 9YOU clear.